Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Here comes your 90-day fiancé, your 90-day fiancé recap.
With Ellie and Melissa.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News 90-day fiancé recap. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll discuss the latest episodes in the 90-day fiancé multiverse. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. You'll get 2 to 3 bonus episodes a month. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. I would love to know what you want to leave in 2023 and what you want to bring into 2024. What was the highlight of your 2023?
Ooh, that's a good one.
What was the low light?
That's also a good one.
What was your favorite pop culture moment?
That's a good one.
I'll make a list.
All good.
And we should make a list and post it on our Instagram, and people can leave those. Our phone number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
Speaking of 69, let's get into these episodes. 90 Day Fiancé Season 10, Episode 11, For Richer or For Poorer. Clayton and Anali. I don't understand how these gamer dudes like pull women at all.
I don't know. I guess if you're desperate to come to the United States.
That's got to be it. Or like, yeah. He must have taken some course online about how to talk to women. But they're
What's
flying.
That one guy? The mystery?
Oh, mystery. The mystery method. Yeah. There is some amazing video of him where he's like wasted and singing Nickelback or something to a girl.
I've seen videos of him.
Yeah.
Or the what's him, it called? Right?
Pickup artist?
Pickup artist.
Yeah, he had that show. I love that show. What was it called?
The Pickup Artist?
Was that what it was called?
I think so.
Mystery. And it was like all these dorks. Oh, yeah, it was called The Pickup Artist. I'm an idiot. Oh, yeah, with Matador, starring Mystery, Matador, and J-Dog. And then there was that woman who they had, too. Oh, right. My God, that was the best show on MTV, 2007, 2008.
Oof,
oh boy.
Good years.
Those are good reality TV years.
Yeah.
So Clayton, who is not a pickup artist, is going to meet his only friend who he's never met before.
Yeah, Cameron.
Yeah, they're going to San Diego. And they've been friends for 13 years, have never met in person. And Clayton admits in this episode that like he has no friends. Like this is his only person he knows.
This is his only friend, really.
Yeah. They meet I was a little confused. Cameron lives in San Diego, right?
Yes.
Because they meet at like the airport, and Cameron like was talking confusingly, making it seem like he was visiting San Diego too, kind of. But I think they're just both really socially awkward.
Oh, maybe he lives like near San Diego.
Maybe.
And that was just like the closest airport place to meet. I don't know.
Yeah, it felt like two people having an awkward first date after like texting on Tinder for a while. It was really very awkward. It was uncomfortable. So they get, they have an Airbnb.
It's pretty nice. Pretty nice Airbnb.
Has that rope swing in the backyard.
Oh, God.
Clayton tries to be playful on, and Anali's like not interested.
Yeah, he's like, ooh, rope swing. Gets on this rope swing, but he's like awkwardly trying to like not fall off of it. And he's like trying to be sexy. And you're like, oh, God.
He is such a bozo. It's really embarrassing. Oh, yeah.
So gross.
They meet up with Cameron and his girlfriend for drinks that night.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron has a pretty girlfriend.
Yeah. He seems more
adjusted.
Yes.
Right. He seems like he has a life in the real world.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. He's not as awkward as Clayton.
No.
Yeah.
But still dorky.
Like, still dorky. Big dork.
But knows whenever how to operate in the
doing,
real world.
Whenever he was doing with like the little interviews with him and his girlfriend, like he had his arm around his girlfriend like so tight.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
It was like an emotional crutch, and also like, I do know a human woman.
Yes. It was very like, me. This is my girlfriend. This is my girlfriend. Isn't she pretty?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend. Yeah. He asked Cameron to be his best man.
Right.
Wild.
Is he going to be the only man?
I imagine.
Best and only?
Best, unless he's like that scammer we did an episode on who hires the 300 people.
Oh my God.
To ask someone you've never met to be the best man at your wedding is, you can tell he's almost like a little surprised.
Yeah. Yes.
I think Cameron has friends who are not Clayton.
I think Cameron has IRL friends.
Yeah, and it is not the same for Clayton.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's bad. I talked about this last week. I thought it happened in last week's episode, but it was this episode. So the waitress comes over and was like, "Can I get you guys drinks?" And yes. Clayton orders a drink and then is like, "But I'd like it virgin because I'm practically a virgin because my girlfriend and I haven't had sex in a really long time."
Hi-yo.
Yeah, and the waitress like kind of laughs, and everyone is looking at each other like, this is,
it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's,
and
really,
and Annalie is like, she's like pissed.
Yeah, she's like, yike.
Yike.
Yike. Yeah. Yike. And he doesn't let go of the subject. He just keeps kicking a dead horse. And
yeah, because he's like, they're in an Airbnb without his mom's, because he thought the mom being around was like inhibiting their sex life.
Right.
And he's like, well, we went to Indiana and still didn't have sex. And now we're here and still haven't had sex yet. And Anna's just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, shut up.
Right. And Cameron's like, Annalie, how do you feel about him talking so openly about your sex life? And Annalise like says in Spanish, get out the translator app because I want your friends to know, you know, how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And Annalise like, I think it's really uncomfortable and it's private. It's our personal business. And this is none of anyone. This is not like dinner conversation. And Clayton acts. He says like, oh, in America, we talk openly about sex, not about your personal sex life.
Not really, no.
No, you might make like sex jokes, but not like talking about whether or not your sex life is good at the dinner table with someone you've met for the first time.
It's so strange.
And like, and berating.
And Annalie says, because Clayton's like, I don't know. He's trying to be like cool or funny about it. He's like, yeah, we haven't had sex and she won't have sex with me. Blah, 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 blah. And Annalie is like, says that he's acting macho and pumping up his ego. And he, she's like, but if they saw him at home, he's more like a kitten.
Yeah, he, I think he's trying to act. I think he has a bigger crush on Cameron than he does on Annalie.
Yeah, he's trying to act very cool in front of Cameron.
And yeah.
It's backfiring.
Right, because then they do the confessional with Cameron and his girlfriend. And he's like, I don't think it's going to work out between those two.
Yeah, they're like, it was really no. The girlfriend's like, whoa.
Yeah, he's like, if Cameron did that to me, I'd be pissed. So
yeah,
and then I think Annalie is like, I want to go. So I don't see.
She's gonna go home. I don't know. She's miserable.
Yeah, it's there. There's a fast forward to next week, and he's like, I'm planning on getting married today, and Annalie's packing her bags.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but. It doesn't seem good.
Or if she does stay and gets her green card, she's going to be out.
Yeah.
See ya.
Maybe she gets her green card and then brings her mom over and then just bounces because Clayton's a dork.
He's a dud.
Yeah, he's a dud. Do you want to get into Rob and Sophie? More duds. God.
It's so they wake up and Sophie asks Rob if they can get a duvet because she slept horribly. What apparently I was trying to see what's on his bed. Is it just sheets? Just two black sheets?
I couldn't tell if like it was just sheets or he has a duvet without a duvet cover.
I couldn't tell what it was. It was black. It was all black.
Yeah.
Bedding.
Or if he just has a duvet cover without a duvet in it.
Oh, that could be what it is.
Yeah.
I think that's
maybe
what it
that's
is.
That's it.
Yeah. And then he's
freezing.
Mad. Yeah, she's probably freezing. Because I don't, there's probably not heat in there. He probably has a space heater, maybe.
Yeah. And guys like sleeping cold, is what I've realized about guys. And I love to sleep warm. Like, I
like sleeping cold.
Well, you are a masculine. You have a lot of masculine energy.
I get hot. I get hot as hell when I sleep.
Yeah, no, I like to like sleep in a furnace.
Do you put blankets on as well?
Oh my God, I have like a blanket and like two duvets and a comforter thing. Like, I know.
Wow.
But my house also gets really cold at night.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
Like I think it's like not insulated.
That's cool. It's just walls.
Yeah, no, I think it's just like cardboard walls.
It's like Rob. Yeah, well, that's probably what Rob's is because he lives in like some sort of garage or a shed.
Yeah, no, totally.
And it does get fucking freezing here at night.
There is something weird about LA where even if it's hot outside, the inside of your house
it'll
is
be
freezing.
Freezing in your house.
Yeah, there is some weird crazy. Like Bermuda Triangle issue going on in LA.
And then he calls her bougie for wanting a fucking duvet. She's like, it's $30.
Yeah, it's really like a high class issue to want a bathroom and a comforter.
And then Rob's like annoyed. He's like, let me wake up before I hear you complaining. Like she's asking for a blanket.
He's such a dick. How does she not realize that he's just an asshole?
I don't know. I don't know what. I mean, like, she's probably because she's 22, I think.
Yeah,
she just hasn't dated
enough
guys.
Those are the guys you date when you're 22.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then he says he has a duvet. Yeah, he says he has a duvet. But then he's like, what's a duvet? He doesn't know what a duvet is. What?
Boys?
This whole thing is... He's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Yeah, he's an asshole. And he's the quintessential guy you date in your 20s before you realize how you should be treated.
He's the guy in... do you ever read Cat Person?
No, but I know the article.
He's Cat Person. He's the guy in Cat Person.
Yes. Uh-huh. 100%. You don't marry
I haven't
that
watched
guy.
That movie. I heard the movie is
They made it
not
into a
good.
Movie?
Yeah. It's Greg from Succession.
Oh, my
plays
God.
Plays the guy, I guess.
Interesting.
I don't know. It got not great reviews. I haven't watched it yet.
He got into some hot water for allegedly talking to young girls.
He did?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. I know.
Uh-oh. Cousin Greg, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think that was like a Dumois thing about like he was like Instagramming some young girls or something. I don't know if it's true, but I know.
So then Rob and Sophie go to another brewery in Santa Monica. They just hang out at breweries.
Oh, this is like my worst nightmare of a relationship. Everything about it gives me
it's
PTSD.
So, yes.
It gives me PTSD.
Something about it is like, I don't know. It's like what you do when you're dating someone that you like don't really like, or it's like early 20s relationships.
Yes,
you go to breweries,
you're just drunk, and
you go to sex shops, you go to like Venice Beach. It like, it just,
it's a disaster.
Oh, and they're,
meanwhile, it's pouring raining right now. They're gonna cut,
I know,
my
it's crazy.
Trees. Sorry for that.
It is <It's> pouring. It's supposed to rain all week. Merry fucking Christmas.
Yeah.
So they go to a brewery and then they're, I don't, they just talking, who knows what they're talking about? It was just so boring. Then they go to a sex store called Cupid's Closet.
God.
And this is so awkward.
I couldn't even understand. They get in a fight. I couldn't even understand what it was about. At first, they're like, let's look around to see like what we haven't done. And then it escalates when the worker lady there gets involved.
Because Rob's like, I'm like pretty adventurous. Like, I'm looking for stuff that I haven't done. So he's like kind of into being there. They're just like looking around for stuff. And then this girl comes up who supposedly works there, and says like, oh, you're both really hot. I don't know if I can't remember who, if Rob mentioned something about Sophie being bi, or like she was just kind of getting that vibe or whatever, and she's like, what does she say? She's like, but if you know, you guys are both really hot. Like, if you guys are interested,
if
you guys ever want to explore more or something, doing more or something.
Yeah.
Or she says, and then Sophie says, you're really hot too.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what sparked that. And then she's like, if you guys ever want to like explore. Yeah. But she's so awkward. That's why I'm like, it doesn't seem like she works there. Was she told by producers to say that?
Because
it's
like
so
she was
awkward.
Like a production plant or something,
because it just didn't seem, it was
so
weird.
Unprofessional. You can't work at a sex shop and solicit like people for threesomes. I think that's probably against the code of ethics.
That's not a thing that happens. Like, you can't, you would lose your job, right?
Yeah, I think that would be like sexual harassment.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, this is not real. And then they get into a huge argument.
Yeah. At the sex shop, like loud and yelling at each other.
Yelling at each other. Like, I don't even know what they're arguing about. Who knows?
It was so confused. I mean, it was about like having sex with other people or something, but I didn't even know how it escalated to
I don't know.
That. It made no sense.
He was like jealous. He's like, oh, so you're going to hook up with this girl? And it's going to be okay, but like, I can't hook up with someone. And she's like, it's not the same. And he's like, how is it not the same? And then they were just screaming.
Yeah, they were just doing their weird fighting. At this point, I don't even know what they're fighting about anymore.
I tried to listen. I'm like, what are they saying? I didn't know what they're fighting about.
Yeah, me either. But they were fighting loud about hooking up or something at the sex shop.
Yeah, it's very.
And that was that for their episode.
That was it.
That was their storyline.
Fun
for the day.
Fun day in Santa Monica, wherever they were.
However, romance is not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Devin and Nick, it's their wedding day.
Wow! Finally, they made it.
Yes. She has her traditional. Is it hanbok?
Hanbok, I believe it's called. Hanbok.
Yeah, her dress. Their wedding venue is really pretty. I really liked it. It was like this farmhouse kind of.
Yeah, it was nice.
Decor thing. It looked like the mom was decorating it. I don't know if they had a party planner or
probably
something.
It was probably like a place that is already set up for weddings or whatever.
It was called like the venue or something.
I think
it was like a pre-made venue place.
They
get married. The officiant gives a nice little speech about how they come from different countries and their love and whatever.
Her dress looked great, and her makeup and hair, she looked great.
Yeah, I think she looked beautiful.
Yeah.
And when they say you may now kiss the bride, like...
Oh, yeah, he, like, dipped her.
Yeah, Nick, like, dipped her and gave her a big kiss. And then he did a little dance down the aisle when they were walking
everyone
her down.
Did a dance.
Which is scares me about weddings. And then when they come out, there's a helicopter.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, wow, there's a helicopter here. And then, like, they get in the helicopter. Their parents surprise them with the helicopter ride.
For
I was like, holy
sunset
shit.
Helicopter ride. And I'm like, are her parents rich? Like,
yeah,
because
that's not cheap. I mean, unless they know someone who flies a helicopter. I don't know. I don't know how much a helicopter ride costs.
Maybe it's like $500. I mean, maybe it's not that expensive. Maybe it's like $500. Because I'm thinking about in Maui, like when you want to pay for a helicopter ride.
Isn't it like a couple thousand dollars or something?
No.
Oh.
I think it's like $300 to $500.
Oh, that's not as expensive as I thought.
No.
Let's see. Helicopter.
Oh my God. The way that I would not buy a helicopter ride on Groupon.
No.
With like 40% off helicopter ride.
So a 60
minutes. Oh, yeah. $250.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sunset LA $350. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They range from like $200 to like $700.
That's not as expensive as I thought.
No.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not as expensive as I thought either.
Yeah.
I wonder how much it would cost to do like a helicopter to Vegas. Like, why don't people just charter helicopters to Vegas? Helicopter LA to Vegas.
Do helicopters have that much? Can they hold that much fuel?
Oh, it's expensive.
Well, because you can get a helicopter from New York City to JFK or to...
Excuse me?
To the Hamptons or something, right?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Because remember, what's her face? Sophia Coppola's daughter said she got in trouble for...
yeah, trying to get a helicopter.
Helicopter?
To visit her camp friends.
Yeah.
Okay, Burbank to Las Vegas, it's $4,718.
Okay, but why? Because an hour ride's $200? It's only a couple... It's only like a few hours.
I guess it says it's a 2+ hour flight.
But why
I don't
is
know
it
why.
So much?
I mean, I think it's probably just because like the demand of it is different.
I guess, yeah, a little over two hours. But that doesn't make sense. Why is an hour ride only $200 just to go around in the air?
Blade, fly between Manhattan and JFK or Newark airports in 5 minutes.
Yeah, how much is? Wasn't that? Yeah, Blade was like a thing. Is that still a company? Because they're supposed to be
like
we're the Uber of helicopters or whatever. $195. But fly between JFK and Manhattan. Get there in 5 minutes.
Oh, for Blade?
Yeah.
Why is it telling me $17,000?
To go where?
Vegas.
Oh, I'm looking at Manhattan to JFK.
Oh.
That's a 5 minute ride.
It's telling it's $17,000 for me to go to Vegas.
From where? LA?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's crazy.
I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense. It's based on like fuel costs, right? Then why is an hour $200 to just fly around the air?
We gotta start our own.
I got something.
Don't you know how something to fly? Doesn't Martin know how to fly?
I took one flying, not a helicopter, I took an airplane. I took one flying lesson. Martin took like, I think, 5 or 6.
You got to finish.
You need
our Vegas
so
company.
Many hours.
Okay, well, never mind.
You can't do it. When you got a kid, you can't. Because you got to go like multiple days a week. It's
okay,
really
yeah, that's
intense.
Okay. Well, yeah, anyways, just... they do that helicopter ride.
Yeah.
That apparently is $200 to $700. Yeah, but don't try to go to Vegas in a helicopter. If you know anything about it, let us know. Because I can't seem to find a cheap... Or if Blade, if someone from Blade is listening and wants to send us to Vegas, that'd be great.
So are they... So Devin and Nick... So they got married.
Yeah, they're married.
So this is the middle of the season. So are they going to still follow them, like...
Oh,
after getting married?
No, I don't think so, actually, because she tweeted something like, this is the last time you'll see me on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wait, what did she say? She was like, enjoy like the last 17 seconds of like me on the show for this season or something.
Oh.
Yeah, so okay. I think that they're done.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll see them on like after the 90 day or maybe, I don't know. Or yeah. She said she's not going to be on. She said this is the last time you'll see me on this season.
This season. Yeah.
Okay.
This
season. So maybe they'll do.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to continue following them. I think they're interesting. Mm-hmm. Next, we have Ashley and Manuel. Do you want to get into these losers?
What a fucking nightmare. So she's doing the wedding dress fitting. She puts on her dress. You know, it's basic. It's your basic wedding dress.
Yeah. She's it's like,
whatever.
She's like, it's serving like mermaid.
It's not serving like mermaid. It was not. It was serving like, that's nice. That's a
David's
nice dress.
Bridal. Yeah.
It's fine. And then she put on this crown. This tiara.
Quartz. Yeah.
It was all these quartz crystals in like two tiers.
Yeah.
She looked like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. It's a very
That's what
Etsy.
It was serving.
Yeah. It's serving Etsy. It's serving Etsy DIY.
Yeah. But you know what? She liked it. Great.
Also, it's funny because she's like, first of all, rose quartz is the crystal for love. And
oh, these were just like regular quartz.
These are just regular quartz. And she's like, quartz amplifies whatever emotion you're feeling. And I'm like, okay, but all the emotions that you and Manuel are feeling
are anxiety,
like,
and hatred. Fear and hatred.
So
okay,
why,
great.
Why do you want to amplify that? Like, maybe that's
terror.
Not the crystal you should
Jealousy.
Have chosen.
Paranoia.
Yeah, maybe there's another crystal that you should have chosen instead.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like some black tourmaline.
The mom hangs out with Manuel. They go out to like a lunch or whatever. And he just kept saying the same things over and over again.
Yeah. So the mom is suspect. Well, the mom and the sister are suspect of Manuel. Like, and during the wedding dress fitting, they're like, are you sure you want to go through with this as usual?
Yeah.
Because they're like, all you guys do is fight and have sex. And that's not going to work for a long lasting relationship.
No,
communication part is missing. Mm-hmm. And Ashley says, oh, well, you know, maybe we were attracted to each other before the emotional part kind of started, but it's there and we're very much in love. And the mom's like, I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So she wants to get lunch with Manuel and Ashley says she'll come. But the mom is like, no, we'll just use the translator app. Like, you can go. I don't want you to be here.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like Manuel just keeps saying like, no, I'm going to be good for your daughter, whatever. And
it's just more nonsense. Doesn't make sense. It's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. And the issue is, I guess, is that every time they get in a fight, like Manuel leaves.
Right. She's like, so what? You're just going to up and leave every time things get hard or whatever?
Yeah. He just goes and hangs out with his family because his whole family is there.
Right.
So it doesn't even seem like he likes Ashley or wants to be with her. It's just
doesn't.
He has sex. They fight, have sex, and he's using her for the visa.
Yeah. That's it. For sure, as soon as they get married, he's out of there.
Oh, yeah. He's going to stay for as long as he needs to have the visa make sense and then dump her ass.
Yeah, and I wonder how long you have to stay married. Is it like a year, maybe? Because I think you have to like, you do interviews where you have to like show that, like show pictures together and like show that you are living together.
How long to stay married?
I don't know. So maybe, because that's
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
So he has to pretend to like her for 2 years.
Yeah, it says after 2 years, you can file a form to remove the conditions and get your permanent green card.
Oh.
Yeah, after 2 years, it's permanent.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So people also ask, can I get a divorce after 2 years in my green card? That's so funny. Yeah.
2 years. That's not that long to like.
No, you can suck it up for 2 years.
Yeah.
What happens if you get a divorce 2 years?
That's
interesting.
Well, I thought, who was saying, like, you're financially responsible for this person forever, but if
for
you get
10 years
divorce, are you no longer financially responsible for them?
Okay, wait. Marriage, like green American? Card, and divorce. Okay, when you obtain a green card through marriage, it will either be a permanent renewable green card that is valid for 10 years or a conditional 2-year green card. The conditional green card is issued to applicants that have been married for less than 2 years at the time the green card is issued. You can apply to have these conditions lifted 2 years after arriving in the United States. If you divorce and you have a permanent green card, there is typically no impact to the renewal process.
Oh, so you have to be married for 2 years and then you get the green card.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then you can get divorced or... But I'm just wondering about how the American will be financially responsible for that person. I thought it was like forever.
Me too.
Because who was saying that? Was it Gino was saying
that
or something?
Yeah, it's like for 10 years or something.
Oh, it might be 10 years. Yeah. Even if you get divorced or not.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
I know. That's like the worst.
Because if they like
thing.
Get all this credit card debt, they go bankrupt, like you're responsible
for this. Go to jail.
Yeah.
Commit a crime. It's really, it's a big
that's
deal.
Scary.
And these people do it after meeting someone like once and they're
know.
Like, come on over. It's
people
really
are fucking stupid.
They put no thought into this shit.
Yeah. So they're, I think next episode will be their wedding, I'm assuming. Because, yeah, she's on the way to the wedding. And, of course, she's in the car and she's, like, crying and having anxiety.
Oh, yeah, God. She needs some different crystals than the one she's using. Yeah. do you want to do Sam and Citra? I kind of, like, zoned out during them. Sam grosses me out.
Citra's funny. I like Citra.
I like Citra, too.
They're in the car. And I think they're coming home from the airport or they're driving somewhere. And she's like... Oh, I'm so ready to fart, but it can't come out.
Been
there,
girl. That's
the first thing she says.
Been there.
I'm like, okay, you're funny.
Yeah.
So they're driving to Sam's house.
Oh, yeah, like, she is funny.
All the
yeah.
houses look like Texas Chainsaw Massacre houses.
Yeah, it's so she's like, I love horror movies. They're my favorite genre. But then once I found out I was moving to the country in America, I had to stop watching horror movies.
Yeah.
America's too much like all the horror movies I watch.
Like all these, like wherever they're traveling. Where, what state does he live in again?
I can't fucking remember.
Oh, where is it? Is it
I want to say like everyone's like from Indiana, but I know that's not true.
I feel Let's like see. It's more South Arkansas. No, Arkansas is where Devin is. Where the fuck is he from? Is it Missouri? I'm just going to start naming Kansas. Oh, is it Kansas?
Missouri.
Missouri. Okay.
Yeah. Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri. There's a whole lot of nothing in Missouri.
Cornfields, probably.
Yeah, they're driving by just like boarded up houses on the side of the street.
Yeah, it's very Texas Chainsaw Hills Have Eyes. No offense to anyone in Missouri.
No, I've been to St. Louis.
I love
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find me in St. Louis.
So we get to Sam's house. And last week we saw Sam getting new pillows and blankets. We're like, oh, finally, someone who cleaned their house. We get to the house. He did not clean his room. It's a fucking disaster.
It's a pigsty. Yeah,
it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like shit everywhere. Like why? Yeah. I don't understand.
It's like.
Take an hour to clean.
You have the love of your life coming to your house who's never been to America before. Yeah. Just clean. Hire someone.
It's so, I don't get it.
Save up and hire someone for an hour. Yeah, it's so bad. It's so bad.
He has no shame. It's just like, yep, this is my house. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So they're not going to sleep in the same bed until they're married.
Right.
Because that's the custom. And they can't have sex until they're married. So Sam is going to sleep in his brother's room because he lives with his dad and his brother.
Yeah.
And so he's going to sleep in his brother's room in like a twin size bed.
Yeah, they're going to cuddle up.
So Citra can have her own bed. And then Sam showed her the bathroom. He set up a bidet for her.
Yeah. So I've heard of this before. So a bidet is, this is from Medium. A bidet is an essential part of a washroom in Muslim countries, as Muslims are obligated to wash their genitalia, perineum, inner buttocks, and anus. While on the toilet, a Muslim must remain silent. And so it's part of toilet etiquette and personal hygiene.
So they don't use toilet paper?
No, it's...
How do you dry, though? You do air dry?
I think, like, bidets have a dry
the
feature.
Air thing?
Yeah.
Right.
Or
do they use toilet paper to dry?
I think they use toilet paper to dry. Let's see. Hold on.
I wonder.
There's a lot of questions about this, actually.
I have a lot of questions. Right, okay. Because that one woman on a past season, the guy she brought over kept asking her to install a bidet. And
the
she's
bidet.
Like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And like she kept putting it off. And he's like, I need a bidet.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Islamic toilet etiquette. Are you on the Wikipedia page?
No, but I just saw that.
Yeah, whole Wikipedia page.
It's in the Quran.
The Code of Islamic Hygienical Jurisprudence. Wow. It's mentioned in the Quran.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, it is.
Weird. So they must find an acceptable place away from standing water, people's pathways, or shade. It is advised that it is better to enter the area with the left foot facing away from the Qibla towards the direction of Mecca. Wow, that's like a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a, you have to wash with your left hand.
While on the toilet, one must remain silent. Talking and initiating or answering greetings are strongly discouraged. Greetings? Answering
like no,
greetings.
Like no phone, maybe?
No phones, I guess. What if someone knocks on the door and is like, hey, how's it going? You can't say anything?
You play dead.
And defecating together, two men cannot converse nor look at each other's genitals. What do you mean together? Like in a public restroom?
That must be it.
But how, not look at each other's genitals? What do you mean? Eating any food while in the toilet is forbidden.
I'm fine with that one.
After defecating, the anus must be washed with water using the left hand, or if water's unavailable, with an odd number of smooth stones or pebbles called jamra or hijara. Similarly, the penis or vulva must be washed with water using the left hand after urinating. It's commonly done using a vessel known as Badna. While leaving the toilet, one is advised to exit with the right foot.
That's wild.
Wow.
So bidets must have been really helpful in terms of like technological advances where you don't have to like do this other
thing. Nice.
But wow, that's
Oh, squat toilets. Oh yeah, I've heard of those. Apparently
that's supposed
much
to be good
better,
for you. Yeah,
much
you don't get hemorrhoids.
Yep.
They have, I mean, I don't have one, but they have like little stools that you can get to like put your feet up when you
squatty potties. We have those. Martin got some
for the baby.
No, for we've had Martin got some.
No, yeah. Those are supposed to be good for you.
Yeah. And I was, at first I was like,
one.
I'm not using this. I'm like, oh, this is comfortable.
No, it's supposed to be better for going to the bathroom. So anyways, that's our bathroom.
Anyways, let's see, Sam, yada, yada. Okay. So then Sam's dad talks again about believing in aliens.
Yeah. Cause Sam has to convert to Islam or is going to convert to Islam. And Sam's dad is like, I don't know about Islam. I just know about aliens.
He mentions, he's like, there's images in the Bible that have UFOs in them. And we've talked about those.
Listen, we've done an episode on it. There are. He's not wrong.
There's weird little images.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
And he's like, that makes way more sense to me than anything in the Bible. Honestly, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, there are theories that angels and whatever are just aliens.
You know, it's as crazy as things in the Bible. It's yeah. all just made up stuff. Yeah. You know? Believe he's what
not,
you want.
He's not the first alien lover on 90 Day Fiancé. There was Mike. From Squim, Washington. Is that where it is?
Squim.
Mike and Natalie. Mike was also an alien head.
Yeah, he was an alien head. And then Sam, they're like
horny.
They're not supposed to kiss, right?
Yeah, they can't like do anything.
So, but they're like, you know, hugging and stuff. And Sam is like, he said he's at the highest level of horniness.
Ugh.
And they're doing like their little confessional thing. And Sam said that Citra is the more naughty one. Okay.
Can they like, do you think they're like sexting or is that illegal too?
Oh, I bet they are.
I don't know.
Right?
I have no idea.
I'm sure they can. Sext.
They're both like high school level horny though.
Yes. And then Sam says, I got to take the Browns to the Super Bowl. He has to go take a shit.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say that means he has to poop, right?
I've never heard that one.
No, I like it,
That's
though.
That's unique. I like it.
I like it. It's good.
And then they get in his car, and of course his car is disgusting.
He's a mess.
It is. He has so much trash in his car, and they have to pick up Citra's dad from the airport.
Clean out your car, buddy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So they go to the car wash and they clean out everything. They're just throwing away so much trash. And then he's like, Citra, I have to tell you something.
He drops the bomb.
He's like, I am not going to be able to get diversion because he didn't get his paperwork in on time. So he might be facing jail.
Jail time.
And I realized, oh, I bet it's maybe because he couldn't pass a drug test. Because that's probably some of the conditions.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, maybe.
Because when he got arrested, he forgot to mention there was cocaine in the car.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I bet that's why.
And I'm sure she doesn't know any of that.
But yeah, apparently next week, he tells her dad.
Yeah.
I don't know that if he talks about the cocaine.
I'm sure he doesn't because...
Yeah.
In Muslims don't even drink, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So it would seem intense. I don't know. It's just a
I
lot.
Don't know.
That
seems
dad's
like a disaster.
Probably like, oh boy.
Oh, but wait, I saw this on Reddit.
Didn't you see they're married or something?
They are married.
Yeah.
But Sam's brother is dating or engaged to Citra's sister.
What?
Yes. I saw that on Reddit.
That is
And I
weird.
Was like, huh? The brother like hooked up with her sister.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I hope those girls are just trying to get to America because that does not seem like the best family to kind of.
Yeah. Because how. Yeah, because her sister comes there and her dad comes.
Oh, right, because they go to visit. They must have fallen in love or something when they came to visit.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess they're dating now or something.
Oh,
are
that's
they engaged?
Bizarre.
I don't know.
That's bizarre.
That's crazy.
Finally, we have Jasmine and Gino. They're still in Miami at the beach. Exciting. Uh-huh. Jasmine is showing off all her plastic surgery in its full glory. She has some big fake hooters. And they go to the beach and she like goes full doggy style and is like, Gino, will you lather me up with sunblock? And you can tell he's like turned on.
He's like putting sunscreen on her butt.
Yeah. And like slapping it and being like, you're bad girl.
And like we see the implants, the butt or it's injections, I think.
Whatever they are.
And they look, I don't know if it was the angle that they showed it, but there was like two.
Yeah.
Two lump. I don't know. It might have just been the angle, but it was like, oh.
Maybe they haven't settled. I don't know if it's worth the 10K.
Doesn't look natural at all.
No, it's rough. And they start talking about the wedding, and Jasmine's right. I don't want your family at the wedding, and I won't marry you if your family's there. What?
And Gino's like, well, I don't know that that's fair.
I don't know what. That's so crazy.
Weird. Yeah. Weird.
It makes no sense. And out of the blue, I think it's just like a storyline that they keep repeating. Because it gets like resolved every episode and then repeated.
Yes. Also,
Jasmine says that in Panama, you can go to the grocery store dressed like how she's dressed, which is in a thong and bikini, which is surprising. Okay. I've never been to Panama, but
no.
Awesome.
That's great. That's how they do it there. Great. No shirt, no shoes, no problem. No, yeah, no.
That's the Panama way. That was it for this episode. But we see next episode, there's a preview. And Jasmine, I guess, tells Gino about her ex, Dane, giving the money for the butt implants.
Uh-huh.
We don't see Gino's reaction, but I imagine it's not good. Igor is talking about Nikki, and he says, my head is in love with her, but my body doesn't feel the same.
Mm-hmm. Rough. You know that?
Yeah. And Sophie's mom comes visits Rob's house, and she's like, what the fuck's happening
here? What are you doing here?
What is this? Happening? So looking forward to that. And it's not for a while. January 7th. Yeah, because... they have to celebrate the Capitol riots on the 6th, so it's going to be on the 7th.
January 6th. It's their holiday.
Yeah, it's their holiday. They have it off.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, the last part of the reunion, 90 Day the Other Way, Season 5, Episode 24.
24.
Tell All Part 3. That's the craziest. That's like old-school TV where every season was 24 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's how the good old days. Why do you get into Dan, the man?
So Shekinah's ex, this guy Dan, is zooming in, and It's confusing because they said they went on a few dates.
Right.
And Shekinah says they didn't hook up, but Dan says, well, that's not 100% true.
I think they probably didn't have sex, but they probably like,
yes,
finger banged or did like mouth stuff.
Mouth stuff.
Mouth pee-pee stuff.
But this guy is like still her friend, right? I guess.
Yeah.
But then he says he thinks that he's a better match for her than Sarper. So like he's in love with her.
He's still into it. It seems like, I think he's in love with her for whatever
reason. It's weird.
Yeah, he's like, I love you for who you are, and I don't think, like, I would never weigh you every day or tell you what to eat.
Right, I'm not going to weigh you every day.
Yeah, and Shekinah's like, well, too bad, because I want that in a man.
Yeah, weirdo. And so then Shekinah tells everyone about these empty, like, alcohol bottles that Sarper keeps as trophies.
This is so weird.
As, like, a memory of women he's been with.
Yeah,
I guess a college kid keeping bottles.
I didn't even understand that. So like when he's on a date or something with a woman, he'll like keep the bottle if he like slept with a girl or like as a memento of.
Yeah.
It's so creepy.
Yeah. Why hasn't he thrown those away?
And she tells him to throw it away and he's like, no.
Yeah, no.
He's like, no, they're just trophies. Gross ass. Throw them
away. And then he confessed there was something else that Shekinah didn't know about him.
This was sick.
He pulls out a notebook.
This is disgusting.
And inside the notebook is a bunch of X's. X, 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 X. And he says from 1998 to 2012, he wrote down all his body counts in a notebook. It's all the women he had sex with.
Also, his way of tallying doesn't even make sense. So each X is a girl. But
I was confused about that part.
Yeah. So each X was a different girl.
Right.
But I'm like, okay, but so the different pages, do they mean anything? Like, is it like per year or like per day or per month? Like,
I know I need to see more of this notebook.
Yeah, I need.
So it was just and then page after page after page, X, like X's. Full of X's.
Yeah, and but it was so weird. And then like I guess some of the X's were highlighted or something.
Yeah, there was colored.
Yeah, and I guess ones. Like the ones that are highlighted, it's like there's like a highlighter code of how pretty the girl is. So yeah. Like a certain color means how pretty she was.
Yeah. And so there's 1,459 X's in that book. He hasn't kept track for the past 11 years. So he's like, yeah, it's probably 1,000 or so.
Maniac behavior. It's like he's a sex addict. There's no reason, unless you're addicted to sex, there's no reason to.
Why would you keep that?
Keep track of every woman you've had sex with and color code it and keep trophies. Like,
that's serial killer behavior.
Yeah, you're a freak. I mean, it's just. And then he's like, you should be proud, because Shekinah's embarrassed. Yeah. And he's like, you should be proud that you've changed this kind of man.
This is a trophy of you changing me or something. Like,
by the way, I could guarantee that he is cheating. Like,
you
don't do a complete 180.
No.
If he hasn't cheated on her yet, he will. And yeah. I bet his definition of cheating is very loose. You know, like,
also Shekinah said he literally didn't care what they look like. He slept with anyone. What?
Yeah. What? He is like, why would you say
that? Is that supposed to be like a good thing or a bad thing about Sarper? I don't understand why she said that.
It's like,
it's weird.
Their whole relationship is so fucking weird.
So weird.
And she like loves it for some reason. It's
I know.
Gross. And then Kehlani like starts crying. And who's not on this season. She's on a previous. She was on Last Resort with her, I guess, now ex-husband, Asuelu. Mm-hmm. And she grew up Mormon and Samoan. And she says, you know, Shekinah, I think that there's parallels with you being Amish and probably having a very strict upbringing with like really high standards of how you should behave and traditional and how women should be and how men should be. And I think that that's reflected in your relationship now, and you're not Amish anymore, and it doesn't have to be that way. And I'm just letting you know, I see parallels, and it's like not going to turn out well for you. And you should listen. If everyone around you has a problem with your relationship, except for you, maybe you should listen to the people around you. And
great
she kind
advice.
Of is like, yeah. And she kind of is like, you're just jealous and you're projecting.
You're just jealous.
She's such, it's ridiculous. She's crazy. And then Danielle says, okay, if your relationship is so perfect and you're so perfect, can you name maybe one thing you need to improve or change about yourself or Sarper or your relationship? And Shekinah's like, no, I just can't.
It's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm perfect. He's perfect. Everything is perfect.
And then someone asks if she would be okay if her daughter was in a similar relationship. And she says, yes, because my relationship is perfect. Okay.
I can guarantee if her daughter had a boyfriend who was weighing her and telling her what to eat.
Yeah.
She would say, honey, get out of there.
Yeah, you psycho.
It's bad.
She
it's,
sucks.
Yeah, it's like she really is just like a men's rights activist. Mm-hmm. Also, I follow her Instagram, and all of the people she does practice facials on that she puts on Instagram are men.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, does she have any female clients? But she probably just doesn't have any like female friends. It's probably all guys.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah. And I'm sure because of her behavior, female clients don't really want to go to her.
Yeah.
Also, another thing I've noticed that really actually bothers me the most about her is she does face masks on people. Not like sheet masks, like thick, like jelly masks.
Right.
And she puts it on top of the eyes of the people she's doing the masks on.
Oh.
And I'm like,
I'm supposed to do that.
No. I have to show
on top
you
of the
video.
Eyes.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
You don't need face mask stuff on your eyelids. Like, that's not a thing.
It really grosses me out every time.
That's weird. I've never
I know.
Had that
she's
done.
Like, yeah, she's like gooping it on top of their eyes. And I'm like, this can't be good. Like, do it around their eyes. What are you
do
doing?
Do it around the eyes. Who cares? Well, that's weird.
Yeah. I'll send you a video later. Every time I'm like, oh my God, no, stop it.
No.
Yeah. Here it is. Here it is. She's literally dropping it on her eyes. Hold on. I'll send it to you right now. Okay. Where's your, there you are.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Just check this out.
Oh,
and like the way she, okay, this is the hydro jelly mask. And
hydro jelly. Ah!
Right?
Like, what?
She's literally dumping it on, she's starting at the eyes.
Why? You don't start at the eyes.
Yeah, she's dumping the whole mask on this lady's eyes and then spreading it out from there.
Oh, no.
I'm like, that ain't right. And then
also
for the,
this mask looks, it's like lumpy and clumpy.
And then for the benefits, it says binds metaphysical elements to the skin for energy transfer. That's
no, it doesn't.
Fake. What does that even mean? And then
metaphysical elements.
Yeah, that's not a thing. And then also is super post worthy. What
is super post worthy?
Like, I'm
so
not
saying this is
to post on Instagram.
You're saying this doesn't do anything. It just looks cool on Instagram.
And also, I'm making fun of you on Instagram. You dumped it on this lady's eyes. It looks crazy.
What? Her life's weird.
This lady's like, can you do this with eyelash extensions?
No,
she's going to dump
like,
it
what
all
kind
over
of mask
her eyes.
Is it? Does it like peel off? Or is it like...
I mean, it looks
you don't
like
want
one
to
of those
peel off your eyelashes.
Yeah, and this lady's eyebrows probably.
Yeah, that's why they don't put it on your eyebrows so it doesn't peel off your hair.
Yeah, I don't think she's a good esthetician. This looks rough. Anyways, my enemy Shekinah, Brandon and Mary.
Oh, another great couple. So their baby is 1 month old.
Yeah,
and then Mary talks about her delivery
Ooh,
sounded.
Rough. Yeah.
Horrible.
Scary.
The umbilical cord was wrapped around the baby's neck like three times.
Yeah.
Oh. Her placenta was low, which is like a thing. She needed oxygen. She had to get a C-section.
Scary.
Like, she thought she was going to die. She wrote a note to Brandon the day before in case she died. That's so sad.
That must have been scary for a hospital there, too.
Yeah.
I would have been. That's really terrifying.
Yeah. But the baby's fine. She's fine.
It is a really cute baby. So hopefully they're taking care of it. Okay.
It was a very cute baby. And Brandon is still playing video games, but not as much as he claims.
That's good.
Which is only, 8 hours a day.
Yeah, 8 hours 20. A day.
But he apparently gets annoyed when he's like in the middle of a video game and Mary like needs help with something. He has a really bad temper. So she says she's afraid to interrupt when he's playing video games because he's going to yell at her.
They're children. Like, that's what's so scary. They're both temper tantrum children in different ways.
Yeah. And she said that he calls her a scammer and a bitch when they get into fights.
Because then they're like, I can't remember the woman who proctors it. But she's like, Brandon, is that true? Do you call her a bitch? And Brandon just verbatim, like emotionless, is like, oh, yeah, I call her a bitch. I call her a bitch all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how you should talk to each other. Like, they're just.
He's like, I say it to get a rise from her. I want to make her mad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot about that. He says, yeah, weird. I want Mary to fight back. I don't like it when she's complacent. So I call her mean names so that she like will fight back with me.
That's awful.
Abusive. Yeah.
It's
horrible.
Yeah. Imagine like her holding a baby and like the baby's crying and like she needs to like, maybe Mary wants to like take a fucking shower or like sit down for a second.
Yeah.
Has to go interrupt Brandon. He's like, fuck you, bitch. Like, don't interrupt me, you fucking scammer. Like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
What a horrible relationship.
She's trying to stay calm to diffuse the situation. He just keeps escalating until she gets mad because he wants her to be mad too. It's not healthy at all.
Yeah. And then Brandon's mom zooms in. And
no, she's there.
Or she's there. Yes, yes.
In the flesh.
And she sent them money.
Yeah. She's like, of course I'm going to. It's my granddaughter. Like, I'm not going to not send money.
But they said they reopened their business. So they're making money. How much money are they making? Like $4 a day?
$4. Yeah, it's not. They can't be a lot.
Yeah, I don't know how they're surviving.
It's hard. And Brandon's mom terrifying. Again like begs them to go to therapy. Everyone begs them to go to therapy. Like everyone, all the other 90 day couples are like, please go to therapy.
Please
for the sake
therapy.
Of your kid, you have to go to therapy. Like, this is so toxic.
And then they're talking about the jealousy thing, and then they show Mary's videos that she posts on Instagram or whatever of her twerking.
They're like, because in the past we talked about Mary made Brandon video chat with her 24 hours a day
and
before
not
he came
talk to any women or sit next to any women on an airplane.
Go crazy.
And
I guess she uploads on TikToks videos of herself like twerking or dancing. But they show the videos, and for me, I thought they were pretty innocuous. Like,
that's like normal Gen Z behavior. Like, I don't find that weird.
Year old girl. They were like, you're in a bikini dancing. First of all, she wasn't.
She wasn't. She was in like booty shorts or whatever.
Yeah, she was in like jean shorts and a t-shirt.
She's not like naked in a bikini like dance. She's just like twerking.
And she's like
whatever,
dancing to pop songs. And that seems like what any 20-year-old would from another country would do, like do TikTok dances, because what else really is there to do? So I don't know.
Everyone was like so disgusted. Like, shut up.
Yeah, I just thought like, let her have something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I understand maybe the hypocrisy of it, but
I guess.
And she has been a hypocrite. Like, she used to unplug
her router
so that she could go out with her friends. There is hypocrisy there, and I think that's part of the toxicity, but she should be allowed to do that. What they should work on is the jealousy issue, not that the videos. That's not the problem.
Yeah.
So
and then Sarper calls Mary a manipulator.
Yeah.
Sarper's and then Andre, who was there from past season, he goes, like you.
Yeah.
And then he accused Sarper of being a control freak like Mary, which is true.
Yeah, of course.
Which is true.
They're the same.
Yeah. And then she kind of says, Andre doesn't know what manipulating means. What? And then Andre accused Shekinah and Sarper of being a toxic couple. And like Andre like stands up to like walks over Shekinah and is like talking to Shekinah like Sarper on the screen.
Yeah.
And then Sarper calls him the most toxic man in the history.
Yeah, he's like, we should meet in real life someday.
Yeah, so they're like arguing for like 20 minutes about who's so more toxic.
Yeah, who's more toxic. And it's like, guess, I saw that someone posted like the Spider-Man meme of all the Spider-Mans pointing to each other. It's like, you're all toxic, bro.
You're all toxic. You all suck.
You're all toxic. Which leads us to Johan and Danielle. It's funny. I showed you, if you look up,
Sankey Panky.
Oh yeah. Sankey Panky on Google. Now a picture of Johan pops up.
That's amazing.
I don't know who added that, but that is really funny. And what does it say? The definition, a Sankey Panky or Sankey is a male sex worker found in the Dominican Republic. A Sankey Panky solicits on beaches and had clients of either both sexes or only women. Yeah, but when with women, assumes the role of an ideal lover.
Oh.
Which is kind of what he did when he first met Danielle.
Yes.
So that's interesting. They're like, Johan, it's been alleged that you've talked to lots of women on the internet. And
like
over 100 women. And we have one of them today who you DM'd with. And her name is Memory. And it's funny because he's like
Memori.
I know.
I've never seen that before.
No, me either. And it's funny because he has no memory of talking to her. I thought was pretty good.
Very funny.
And I guess like she had. Okay, so. He had slid into her DMs.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she must have followed him or something. She's probably like a 90-day fan or something and must have followed him. Because I don't know how else he would find her unless it's just like suggested people who pop up.
I don't know.
Because she's like Texan or something. She's from America. And he slid into her DMs being like, hi. And she was like, hi.
Hello.
And he was like, do you have a husband or kids? And she has kids that was going through a divorce. Yeah. And he invited her to the DR. And then Danielle talked about this before. Danielle noticed who Johan had started following.
Right.
And she started following all the people who Johan was following.
Yes.
And some of those people blocked Danielle, but then some of them like reached out to her. And so Memory was one of the people who reached out to Danielle. And Memory was like, did you follow me because of Johan? And Danielle was like, yeah. And she's like, are you talking to Johan? And she was like, yeah, Johan told me he's going through a divorce and invited me to the DR and all this stuff. And Danielle's like, no, we're not going through a divorce. Like, we are married, blah, blah, blah. And sent all the screenshots. And Johan's like, I don't know who this woman is. Even though Memory shows, like, holds up her
screenshots.
Phone, shows all the screenshots. Yes. And he's like, I don't know. That's
I don't know.
Not
I don't
me.
Know
yeah.
I don't know.
I feel bad because, like, Danielle has, she has access to, like, his Facebook, his Instagram, his emails, his everything. She has all
she the knows
receipts.
Exactly what he's doing, who he's talking to. And he's like, no, that's crazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she has like pictures of his dick in a Santa costume. Like she knows this is real. And
yeah,
he's
it's
totally
a real thing.
This is real. And he's like totally gaslighting her, being like, you're making this up. You're crazy. This didn't happen, but it should have. And it reminds me so much of like me being cheated on in the past, where I'd be like, you're cheating. And my boyfriend being like, you're crazy. Like, no, I'm not. You don't know what you're talking
about. I saw you texting.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you didn't. We weren't talking about that. I was like, No, you were texting about hooking up. And he's like, we were talking about something else. I'm like,
yeah.
Huh?
What is happening? Or it's like, oh, it's just a friend. It's like, no, it's not. And it's just, this is the first time I've kind of felt bad for Danielle, because she's like, it makes you go crazy. When people say women are crazy, it's kind of like, okay, well, was there a man that kind of made her go crazy?
Yes. Most of the time, yes.
And this is what's happening in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this client thing too.
Yeah. She said that he hooked up with one of Danielle's clients. I guess one of her yoga, whatever.
Yeah.
Thing, retreats. The client then told Danielle that she and Johan had some sort of like relationship during this retreat.
Right.
And so she accused Johan of picking up a woman in their retreat van and taking her to their apartment to like hook up with her. And then he did it again. And then he had an affair with the woman at the retreat, like using this van to be like, oh yeah, come to my apartment, which is like near where the retreat was or something.
So gross.
In a van.
And Johan's response was like, that didn't happen. I talked to all the women. I talked and hung out with all the women at the retreat. And you're like, you know what? I'm sure you did.
But it's she says that she is filing for divorce. But remember, she's like, I had dinner with his family or something.
I hope that at the end of the reunion, everyone's like, you do not need to be friends with him anymore.
Yeah,
like,
I hope you owe him nothing.
Yeah, do not keep hanging out with this man because he is no good.
I hope she doesn't. I mean, I don't know. Who knows?
Right. So she has an unfiltered account, which is like an OnlyFans.
I found it. Which I didn't sign up, but I sent you a screenshot.
Yeah, it's of her veiny boobies.
Her giant bazingas.
Her giant bazoombas.
But she has how many followers? She has 733 followers.
Oh.
And but I don't know that all those people are subscribing. It's $49.99 a month. And if you subscribe that much, you get 137 posts.
Oh.
You can chat with her, phone or video call her, ask for custom photos, private content, see me live, have access to my private events.
Interesting.
So one of the preview pictures is just her doing yoga.
Is it yoga?
And
maybe
a sexy...
she's just doing yoga.
I mean the picture, her headline picture is boobs.
Her tits. Yeah, the pictures of her tits. Maybe she's just reading books.
I would assume it's her boobies, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's her boobies.
If you scroll down, you can kind of see. Oh, maybe it's like her butt or something. No, I bet she's got boobs on here.
She's also she put up like a boyfriend application or something.
Boyfriend application?
Yeah, at some Instagram account, Liv Y Insa. I don't know what that is, but it says it's a picture of Danielle. It says, guess what? Applications are now being accepted for the role of life partner in the Live E Insa Collective. Multiple positions available. One, we seek an individual embodying commitment, compassion, and compatibility for a lifelong partnership fostering mutual respect, shared values, and a commitment to growth. What is this?
Huh?
Criteria for success. Minimum 35 years of life experience. A proven track record of maintaining meaningful relationships with at least one lasting 5 years or more. Proficient in emotional intelligence, self-reflection, and effective nonviolent communication. A genuine passion for the arts, family values, and an affinity for cute dogs.
A passion for the arts.
For unfiltered. Basic understanding of the functioning of the vehicle. What? Can pump gas, change a tire, jump a battery. That's in her musts. Basic understanding of the functioning of a vehicle. Responsibilities. Upholding commitments with integrity and sincerity, collaborating on the planning and financial aspects of weekly dates, bi-monthly weekend trips, and bi-annual international travel. providing active and attentive listening, allowing for up to 5 hours per week of meaningful conversation, contributing to household responsibilities, including minor repairs, outdoor activities like barbecuing, and occasional errands.
What? What is happening?
I don't know. Benefits. Continuous personal and professional support, including styling services and networking opportunities. Dynamic and flexible meeting times and locations to accommodate mutual convenience. 24-hour on-crisis management for any unforeseen challenges. Emotional availability and a commitment to supportive partnership. Opportunities for maintaining a healthy and fulfilling intimate connection. Apply now.
No, that's insane.
What is happening?
So, remember, Stephanie from 90 Day is on Unfiltered. Stephanie, who, she was dating that Australian girl with the two-toned hair.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She has 10,000 followers on Unfiltered. And hers is only $9.99 a month. And why is Danielle's $49 a month?
Because she doesn't understand the economy.
Yeah, you can't. No one's going to pay $49. You got to do $9.99. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Stephanie has over 2,000 posts.
Is Stephanie the one who farted in jars?
Yes.
Yeah, she's the fartapreneur. For those of you who don't know, this woman like made like $200,000 farting in jars and like selling it to people.
I mean, she's got the whole online nude picture thing on lock. Like, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, but her whole shtick on the show was like she's like a born again virgin who's afraid of hooking up with people.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying you can't be all things, you know, right. We all contain multitudes, but she went from like born again virgin to like farting in jars for money and like having an OnlyFans. It was just it was a quick progression, but I guess reality TV will do that to you.
And then Kim, we got a little snippet of Kim. After, because the reunion ended, and she said that right now she wasn't going back to India for at least 4 months. And she cried and she said she didn't know if she was going to see TJ in her future.
Yeah.
But as of 2 days ago on her Instagram, he came to America and they were hanging out. They went to Dunkin' Donuts.
They went to Dunkin' and he's looking fine as ever. So,
he had a chai latte. They're hanging out. He's like taking pictures of America. It looks like they're having a good time.
I think that it would benefit. I know he can't really leave his family or doesn't want to. Right. I think that they would be a lot happier in America, or at least
they
would be
so much happier. Like, they're goofing around.
Yeah, I think she's a lot happier here. I don't think India is for her. So I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they'll move here. But
Who knows?
Anyways, that is it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. I think you have an announcement here at the bottom.
My announcement is Merry Christmas. this is the last of the other way this season.
Yes.
But we still have 90 Day Fiancé. OG is still probably at least like 10 more episodes. But Our next recap will come out the week of January 7th.
Oh, yes, because we're on a little hiatus. I also think that The Single Life might be coming out again soon, too.
Oh.
But I'm not sure.
Is it? I wonder who's on that.
I don't know. But I could be wrong.
Season 4.
Oh, that starts January 1st.
Oh, shit.
So I guess we can start the 7th or whatever and then just...
Seven singles. Natalie.
Oh, boy.
And
Tim.
Natalie. Tim. Veronica.
Oh, my God. The lady.
What lady?
The blonde lady. Debbie. The one who was dating Usama. Oh.
Yes. Right. What? She went over there and they didn't... He's the one who made all the art. He was a painter.
And he was crazy. Like, he had like two wall eyes. Oh, he had like two lazy eyes.
And her son was a cop and was like worried for her.
Yeah.
Right? Was that it? Yeah.
Oh, and the guy who got catfished. Tyree.
Oh, Tyree. Oh,
I don't know who some of these other people are.
Oh, John. What is John from? John looks familiar. John McManus?
Yeah, but I don't even understand.
What the fuck is he? What is he from?
I don't know. Oh, Patrick and Thais.
Oh,
he was Patrick's like the drunk brother. One. He was a
He's
drunk
Patrick's
guy.
Patrick's brother. He wasn't even on, like...
No, he wasn't.
He was just a side character.
Yeah,
Weird.
And he was always, like, wasted in the morning. Remember? He was, like, drinking beer in the morning.
That's... Why is he on the show?
I don't know. And then Chantal from Pedro and Chantal.
Oh, right.
I don't like her.
No. And Veronica is...
Tim's ex-wife.
Right. Weird.
All right. Well, this is going to be a weird season of The Single Life. It might be a dud. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, 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 it's another 90-day fiancé, baby. Oh, 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 it's another 90-day fiancé.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.